Welcome to the VIP Ignite podcast, your source for tomorrow's talent today. Hear real life stories of models, actors, and musicians breaking down barriers, launching careers, and sharing their stories of overcoming obstacles and finding real success. They will activate the winner in you by revealing the path with their best tips and advice.
Hello, everyone. My name is Denise White, and I am the host of the Coffee in the Green Room podcast. Here in Coffee in the Green Room, we don't have those conversations that are scripted. We have the conversations that you would have in the green room before you take the stage. Today, I am so excited to have an amazing woman, Carolyn Ozuna, here on the podcast with me. Carolyn, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm super grateful to be here, too.
Awesome. So Carolyn, we're just going to jump into it. So before we get started, can you tell my audience just a little bit about you and who you are?
Sure. Absolutely. What a loaded question right off the bat. Let's dive into it.
We dive right on in.
So a little bit, I think the most important thing about me is about 10 years ago, I just decided I wanted a different life. I'm not sure if anybody can relate, but I was in a toxic relationship. I was working a 9-to-5 that I was super unhappy in. And, you know, I was smoking a pack and a half of cigarettes a day. There was just a lot of things in my life that I was just not happy with. And I'll never forget, I went to this event and it was just so unbelievably life-changing for me. And there was a moment that happened, I'll never forget it, because I went to this event and when I got back, I quit my job, my husband left me, I had to move into my sister's basement. And it was just, talk about burning the boats. It was like a 360 overnight. And I'll never forget, I think the most important thing in my entire career and, you know, in my entire business, you know, obviously I'm a multimillionaire. My business have made, you know, over $10 million in the coaching industry, you know, working with people like Joseph McClendon, you know, Master Co, Donnie Epstein, all of these extraordinary healers. And doctors, but there was this moment that happened, and I'd love for everyone listening to make just a little decision with me now. And this is a decision that I made when I was sleeping in my sister's basement back in 2014, and I was watching my 7-year-old sleep on the couch. And I was having the biggest pity party that could ever be had. I felt like a terrible wife, terrible mom, felt like a failure. You know, earlier that day, I had to borrow money from my sisters for groceries. So I just was in a really terrible state. And I'll never forget, I was watching my kids sleep and the tears turned to anger. And I was like, enough of this. I was like, this is not how my story will end. And there was a decision I made. I said, I'm going to be successful no matter what. And that was the moment that my success was born. It wasn't when I got the fancy cars, when my soulmate showed up and proposed to me a week later, you know, when I got the house, when I got the multi-million dollar clients. My success happened in that moment, in that basement, when I said, enough of this. I'm going to be successful no matter what. It was in that moment my success was born. So everyone listening here, I always ask people to make a decision with us today. And it doesn't have to be anything heavy. It's just something within your soul that you just decide, this is who I am. I'm not going to have the drama or the trauma anymore in my life. I'm not going to walk down those patterns. I'm going to take this and this is where we're going to go. And so I think that's the most important thing for everyone listening, like just to tell you a little bit about myself is to make a decision that you are the creator of your reality, that you are the creator of your life, and you literally can build the life of your dreams. You're a reality architect. And I think that is something that everyone can get behind, that we create our relationships, we create our businesses, we create how people treat us. And so I that was probably a lot of information, but I always like people to make that decision while they're listening with me.
No, that's amazing. I love that so much. Cause I think so many times if you don't have someone give you permission to do that, if you don't make that decision, we're told, oh, well, your parents did this, so that's why you do this, or your great grandparents did this, or this is what your kids are going to do because you're doing, like, people don't understand that everything can change literally in the snap of a finger. Like one decision can change everything for you. And it may not be that magical moment where, like, or the heavens start singing or something like that. But like in a moment you can decide, okay, you know what? this is who I am. This is what I deserve. This is where I'm going. And you know what? I may not know who, how the heck I'm getting there, but I know that I'm going to get there. And I know the one who will get me there. And I think that's so important.
Exactly. And people, I don't think people understand that it's a process, meaning it wasn't like, you know, the heavens opened up and, you know, God was like, oh, here's your, you decided, here's your multi-million dollars, here's your soulmate, here's this. It took day after day. I remember that night I started the community on Facebook. It was called Spark Your Rockstar Healing Community. And then, you know, I started going to events that really spoke to my soul. And I remember the first year, I mean, any money that I made, it was going right back into me. Like I went to self-development events, I went to healing events, spiritual events. I even went to India to study meditation. So wow. I with monks. And so I did whatever it took. To get, and I remember my family, my friends, they thought I was crazy. I went into, you know, about $100,000 worth of debt, and people called me crazy. People said, be realistic. People said, have common sense. Well, for everyone listening, when people say have common sense, if you think about anybody who's ever been great, they never relied on common sense, because yeah. common sense is what the culture believes. And not just that, but you're basing, common sense is based off the past. If you're trying to, you know, achieve greatness and excel, you have to close your eyes and you have to see that what you want to create. Like people like Elon Musk, you know, and Walt Disney, like all of these people, they had a vision in their mind and they were unwilling to take no for an answer. They, if there was a no, okay, here's another shift. Okay, I'll ask again. Walt Disney went to 302 banks before he yeah. got a yes for it. He pitched 302 banks. Imagine hearing no 300 times, but continuing to believe in your vision so much yeah. that you keep moving forward. So I get passionate. I get enthusiastic and excited about this because I truly believe that everyone listening to this has the opportunity to create anything they want.
Yeah.
They're like you said, like it's this, it's these little tiny decisions, the decision to start the community, to reach out to people, to care. And it's like this compound effects that happens. Yeah. Each person you help, and you might not see the results right away. Mm-hmm. But if you think about a tree, what's being rooted, the most important part of a tree or a flower is you can't even see, it's invisible. It's underneath the ground.
Yeah.
And so, when you think you've been buried, what if you've just been planted?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Say that again for the people in the back of the room. I love that so much. No, it's true, because you know what? So many times, like when there's darkness going on, people are like, okay, I'm throwing in the towel. Obviously, this isn't meant to be. But think about if a seed said, okay, you know what? I quit. I can't see the light. A seed doesn't quit. A seed doesn't know anything but, okay, you know what? Here I am. Now I have to grow. What if we were like seeds instead of like these human thinkers that like talk ourselves out of stuff? What if we were like a seed? You know what? I'm planted right now. The best is yet to come.
Yeah.
You're getting me all fired up, Carolyn.
I know, right? Let's go. Who's ready to go?
No, but you know, that's the reason that I love what I do here on Coffee in the Green Room, because you know, I never know what conversations we're going to have, because I don't script this out, because you know what, life is unscripted. You know, one of my favorite songs is by Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten. Like your future is unwritten, but what you're doing today, those little things that you're doing are creating your future. And I love too that your story wasn't, you know what, I made a decision and then the next day I met my husband and then the next day. I love, because you know what the thing is, so many times like there's so many false beliefs around manifestation too,
right?
Like, oh my gosh, I hear this all the time. I'm gonna manifest it. I'm like, okay, that's awesome. What are you doing to manifest it? They're like, no, that's no, the secret is you have to do the work. Like you have to take action. Like I like to talk about like Jesus on the water, right? Like when Peter walked on water, he had to step off the boat into a turbulent sea in order to walk on water. It didn't happen, right? So I love that you said, okay, you know what? I made a decision, but then I did X, Y, Z, and then this happened. That's so important for people to hear.
You know, I see people, when I hear people say I want to manifest it, because actually I do love the word manifestation. I have a program called Heal to Manifest. And what Heal to Manifest means is you start to heal. You step out into the water. You start taking leaps of faith, yeah. right? And, you know, because faith isn't, you know, praying for rain. Faith is bringing the umbrella.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Faith is your ability.
Building the ship, Noah. Noah, right. It hadn't rained. Noah built the ship. But people are, exactly. What are you doing? Like, rain is coming. What's rain? We don't know.
Exactly. And so I think I see people like, okay, I'm going to pray for a cheeseburger. Let me just pray for a cheeseburger. Well, instead of praying for a cheeseburger, get in your car and you can drive and go get one. Now, I've seen manifestation work in my life in many ways, meaning I can just think a thought and want something and things show up. That does happen. I do believe in that.
100%. Yeah.
I think that your ability to take these 2 millimeter shifts, these little actions, what happens is a compound effect. So if you took an act, let's just say everyone listening, and let's just say you want to start a business or grow your business. You say, you know what, I'm going to post every day on every social media channel, every single day for the next year. That I had a lady that she was following me for 2 years before she said yes to one of my programs. And I said, what took you so long? And she's like, honestly, she's like, I just loved your content so much, but it was in a challenging moment that I reached out. And so the challenge hadn't happened for her yet, but she followed me.
Yeah.
So I'm just sharing that because the way to get it started in a relationship, you know, a relationship isn't like, I love you, I'm going to bring you coffee. You know, we did these things. Every day you wake up, you have to do things for your relationship to get better. It's not one and done. You don't just say, I love you once. It's a consistent pouring into your partner.
Yeah.
And so we have helped like so many people. I'll share this quick story because I think it's just so important. Because I help people grow their businesses, but I also help people in relationships. And I just recently had this, and I think the meaning that you give things and the beliefs that you have are directly connected into the power that you have to create. Everybody has the same amount of power. It just is your focus. Are you focused on what you don't want or what you do want? If you keep focusing on what you don't want and you keep telling the story of what you don't want, well, that is what you're going to serve up.
Yep.
God loves you. God is the most fair, favorable God in the world. We are creating. We are co-creating with God. And guess where God wants you? Where you are most joyful. The closest you can be to God is in your joy.
Yep.
I promise you. And so you go towards what you're passionate about. And if people say, well, I don't know my purpose, I don't know my passion, that's okay. Get curious and go where your joy is, because I promise you, you'll find God there. So I was talking to, I coached this gentleman and his daughter. And, you know, I don't know, for all those parents out there, I'm not sure if anybody's listening has ever gotten angry with someone and you said something that you didn't mean.
Never in my life.
Me either. But you get angry, you say something that you don't mean, right? And so I was speaking to his daughter, who's 14, and she's telling me all these things that her dad did that really hurt her. And I was like, what do you think? I was like, you know, what is the truth here? Do you think that you're... dad doesn't love you? And she's like, yeah, when he acts like that, I don't think that he loves me. And I shifted her belief to, no matter what her father does, it's not personal to her. And something shifted within her. Imagine living your teenage years knowing your father loves you, instead of operating from the belief, my dad doesn't like me and he's doing all these things to me. And it shifted her so much. Father called me and said, I don't know what you did, but a miracle took place. I just drove around 2 hours. We sang in the car for 2 hours. Never happened before.
Wow.
He's like, it's a miracle. Total 360, just a completely different person, different version, because she started to operate from the belief, my dad loves me. No matter what he says, no matter what he does, he loves me. And the only time that we ever get stressed in life is when we forget that God is pulling the strings behind it. You know, and I get there too. I want things to be different, or I want it my way, or hey, it was supposed to happen like that. But you don't realize that every person that you meet today is like God dressed in drag. And if you operate from that belief, then there's just some miracles and magic that takes place. Because I promise you, anything that you're going through right now, whether it be with your finances, your business, your relationships, it's not to hurt you or harm you, it's to grow you. And if when you start operating from that, oh my God, your entire life changes. Everything changes around you, because when you change the Wayne Dyer, one of my favorite quotes, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. That's how powerful you are. You have God within you, the power. And so I hope everyone listening, you can feel like your soul bubbling to the surface. And it's like, oh yeah, let me not forget who I am connected with.
Yeah.
You know, and then you walk around people and just your smile, just the way you look at them, you impact them, you feel their pain, what they've been through, the love, the connection. It's, you have a completely different life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that so much. Like if one person listening gets that message, there's going to be a butterfly effect that could change the whole entire world. And I know I received that message because there are days where I'm like, I'm always telling myself life happens for you, not to you. But sometimes it feels like it's happening to you. But when you really take a step back out of the emotion and you're like, okay, you know what? I may not understand, but I know that one day I'm going to understand, or maybe I won't, but as long as I grow in strength from this and still find my joy. And in the Bible, it says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Mm. It doesn't say the knowledge of the word of the Bible. It doesn't say the knowledge. It says the joy of the Lord is your strength. So why shouldn't we clothe ourselves in that joy? Cause then we'll be stronger and more beautiful. Oh. Cause joyful people are contagious and infectious, and you want to be around them and they attract great things. So why not be clothed in that joy?
Absolutely. And it's joy and happiness is actually a practice.
Yeah.
If you spend your life focusing on suffering, I know this sounds crazy, but you're suffering, and it's like we're in a huddle right now. I if you're wondering why I'm in this room with no fur, I moved. And I'm moving.
We caught her on moving day, but she's still here because she's a professional.
But that doesn't impact me showing up. I show up no matter what. And I was so excited to meet with this beautiful soul. You guys listen to amazing Deneen. But the things that I want to really connect people with is that you said life happens for you. And I agree it does. But what I say is life doesn't happen to you. It doesn't even happen for you. Life happens through you. And then Ooh. You happen to life.
Ooh,
and so like I believe that when we're in our past pain or our future fears, we are not present. You're totally disconnected. Mm-hmm. I once had a mother say to me, you know, I'm afraid I'm going to die and that I'm not going to be able to be there for my children. And I said, don't worry, you're already dead because you are lost in your pain. You're not present with them. And she got it, man. It was like something woke up with her and she's like, I get it. I get it. Like, and so how often are we spending time, you know, reviewing the past and then based on the past rejections, past trauma, right? We close our heart. Well, that man was mean to me. That woman was mean to me. So I closed my heart. And then you show up to that relationship with all this drama, all these baggages, and, yeah. and even your finances, even your future. You have to start telling your stories. You have to show up with this faith that, man, you know what? I have faith that my heart was broken, but you want to know how the heart grows? You break it, just like a muscle. You break it and then it grows stronger. So the heart is supposed to get broken. It builds our character. It strengthens us. And so if we can stop judging our experiences in the past, we can open up to what's available to us in this present moment, which is so much energy. So because you need energy to create that which you want to create. And if you can tap into the resources, I mean, you'll have limitless energy, truly. You'll be able to work out. You'll be able to have sex with your, but whatever. You have so much energy, you know, for your business, for all of these things. You know, and so for me, I know that when I want to create something, when I want to do something, I start to feel like it's already happened with that unbelievable faith that we were talking about. If there's something lasting that I could leave people with, it would be, how often are you in your faith that, no, this is what I want to see? Because guess what? People say, well, Carolyn, I just want to be content. What if I don't want to create anything? I say, you're coming from not wanting to feel anything if you don't want to create anything. You're afraid yeah. of disappointment. You're afraid of failure. That's why you stay stuck. That's actually a comfort zone for people. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, nobody understands me. Guess what? You put yourself in a prison. No one can get in. You yeah. only let people so close, right? You only let people see certain version of you. Open up the doors, let people see you. I promise we're so much more alike than we are different.
Yeah.
And then you start to let people into your heart. Then you let life in. Then life happens through you. Then all these synchronicities and quite truly miracles start to take place. It's almost so everyone listening to this, even listening, you know, listening to you in this energy, because this is a co-creation that, you know, we're creating.
Yeah.
It's an energetic field. Even your listeners are creating this.
Yeah.
And epiphanies and awakenings are happening. New meanings are being created. Well, maybe you know, my ex was just doing the best that he could, and he really didn't mean to hurt me. And maybe I operate from this belief, and people, you don't have to get down with it if you don't like it, but it's really helped me have unreasonable compassion in my life, which taps me into unreasonable, extraordinary realities. But I believe everyone's innocent based on their make and model of the world. Do I condone murder, rape, those type of things? Oh gosh, no. But I believe that if we went back to a childhood of someone who's being murdered and you saw how neglected they were, neglect does do the same thing to the brain that punching someone in the face does. Truly, the same chemicals get released.
Wow.
That's why stonewalling in a marriage is so, it's heartbreaking, because it's just the same things happen with physical abuse. When you stonewall or when you shut down someone, it's like, I ignore your existence. I'm mad at you. You get no love. That's conditional love. If you want to become a better person, I mean, there's no bad people, but I'm saying if you want to be a better person, you have to start operating from unconditional love. Imagine if we all tapped into Christ-like consciousness. You know, I'm not saying I condone any bad behaviors. I think justice should be served, but I'm saying that if we could look into their childhood, we'd have more compassion for the actions that they're taking. And we could still, you know, do what we need to do, lock them away, whatever, do that crime. But I'm just saying our hate and our judgment doesn't help the world. And I see it so often where we're focused on the judgment and focused on the hate. And that's what we're creating more of.
Yeah.
We shift to the love. And guess what? You really don't need to do anything huge to do this, guys. You can do it right now. You shift your judgments. Because if you're so busy judging other people the way he should be, she should be, guess what? The best gift you can give to another human being is the gift of allowing them to have their own experience.
Yeah.
Based on the way that you think that they should live their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are some of my beliefs that I operate from that have really helped me in my business and my relationships. It's been pretty powerful.
That was a really good huddle, Carolyn. Literally, like the whole world can change. No, but seriously, I love what you said. And I know that you certainly are speaking directly to my spirit, but I know you're speaking to every spirit listening. So I could keep talking to you for hours and hours and hours, but I know that we have a schedule. We discussed this before we even got on the call. So I just want to thank you so much for sharing your heart, sharing your compassion, sharing your beautiful light with every person here on the podcast. So before I let you go though, where can people find you if they want to follow you on Instagram or Facebook or.
Sure. Well, I do free group healings online often. And so they can go to Carolyn Ozuna. That's my Facebook page. Or they can check me out at sparkyourrockstar.com. But yeah, they can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Carolyn Ozuna. I'm all there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here today. And for everyone listening, I'm not going to say I hope. I know that your life was changed by listening to this podcast. So what I would love for you to do, first of all, is hit subscribe, because I'm going to have so many more amazing guests, but also in the comments under the podcast, let us know how your life changed today, because that would mean the world to us. So make sure you follow us on all forms of podcasting and make sure that you tune in, because you never know what kind of conversation I'm going to have here on Coffee in the Green Room. Have an amazing day, everyone.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the VIP Ignite podcast. For free resources and to learn more about how to become a model, actor, or musician, please head over to ammsociety.com. And if you love this episode, please head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you.